I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you. The book is called Amazing Truths. You know, we live in a time where we're kind of in this postmodern age where truth is considered relative. Does that work for science today?
Well, you know, that's a very interesting question, and the answer is no. You're right. I mean, you know, in this postmodern world, truth has become kind of an ice cream flavor. You know, you walk into Baskin-Robbins 31 flavors, and, you know, you pick your flavor, Neil, I'll pick mine. You know, your truth may not be my truth, but, hey, we're both okay. You know, that comes back from the 60s. You're okay, I'm okay. Your truth may not be mine, but we can all get along. And what's fascinating, and I start the book with this amazing truth, is that science disagrees. Science believes in absolute truth. Science believes in the existence of absolute truth. And to give you a simple example, let's suppose you and I are standing in a tall building and we jump off. Now, this is just a thought experiment. We're never going to do that, Neil. But, but let's suppose we jump off, and what science says is that you and I will fall at exactly the same rate. We will both fall at an acceleration of 32 feet per second per second. And so, in other words, here is science, through this very simple illustration, saying to us that there is not one gravitational truth for Neil and another gravitational truth for Michael. Science is telling us that there is one universal gravitational truth under whose authority we must live, whether we like it or not. And what does the Bible say about this? What does the Bible say about absolute truth? Well, here again, we have complete agreement. The Bible says, yes, absolute truth does exist, and it states it in many, many different ways throughout Scripture. But one of the things it says is, look, there isn't one God for Neil and another God for Michael. There is one universal God under whose authority we exist. So right out of the starting gate, we see this remarkable confluence, this remarkable agreement between science and its so-called enemy, the Bible. And I picked 10 truths throughout the book, but I wanted to start with that one because unless I explain that to the reader, as I'm explaining it to you now and your listeners, then the rest of the truths won't matter because, you know, if it happened that science, in fact, believed in relative truth, then forget it. There's no book. There is no Amazing Truths book, How Science and the Bible Agree. If they can't agree on that, then nothing else matters. But in fact, both science and the Bible are on the same side of the argument against postmodernism, against the idea that truth is relative. Now, does that mean somebody has to believe in God? No. But what it does mean is that if you don't believe in God, you can't side with science, because then that's a contradiction, because science and the Bible stand together, shoulder to shoulder, on this one amazing truth.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.